My next guest has joined me in the studio, and his name is Jonathan Lynham, and he's here to talk about his dad. And Jonathan, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Pat, for having me.
You're more than welcome. Listen, there's a an article in the current edition of the Northside People, and it's actually the lead article on the front of the paper, and the headline is Family Seeks Help for Disabled Dad, and there's a photograph of your father, Jack, who has had both legs amputated. And you want to talk to me about the situation because he has been a very active man, and now he's been struck down with this disability. So tell me what the story is.
Yeah, well, I'll give a brief overview of what happened to him anyway. He's a little over a year now in Beaumont Hospital. He first went in with problems with his legs. He was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder and as a result lost both his legs.
Yeah.
He's had a number of further complications which have needed further reconstructive surgery of his back through pressure sores. And he's had just an ordeal to get to where he is now, thankfully, which is in a recovered position. So our main issue at the minute now is, you know, the housing situation for when he goes home.
Yeah.
We're trying to appeal to the council to, you know, give the necessary adaptations that's required, which is a downstairs bathroom and bedroom.
Yeah.
This application was first submitted towards the end of last summer. It was assessed on medical grounds. It was, it was accepted it was needed for him, and that's fine, but they've indicated that there's no funding for at least 2 years. So from there, you know, we've asked them, well, what do we do until then? So the first suggestion they put was, which was refused out of hand straight away, was to turn the downstairs sitting room into a bedroom.
Yeah.
So, we, as a matter of dignity for him, that was rejected. They wanted him to use a commode in the sitting room. So, you know, himself, he said, no, there's no way, because he's a young 14-year-old daughter living in the house who needs to avail of that area.
Yeah.
So, from there then, they says, well, what about the installation of a stairlift? And this is something that they're sticking on with us. They're trying to push this, but it doesn't kind of suffice for what he needs. I mean, a stairlift is grand, it'll get him from the hall to a landing. But in terms of using a bathroom that isn't adapted to suit his needs, it's physically too small to accommodate a wheelchair. So we're trying to just drill that home with him that, like, this measure is not going to do. It's like, you know, needing a 20-foot ladder to do a climb and someone handing you a 5-foot ladder and saying, here, use that. It just won't work.
Yeah. Well, the house is up in Priorswood.
It is. Yeah. It's local here. Yeah.
And is there enough space in the downstairs of the house to construct a bathroom? It would be an interior constructed bathroom.
Yeah. Well, it'd be an extension measure. Yeah. And it has been surveyed, and a full occupational therapist report has gone in, stating what's needed.
Yeah.
It has been surveyed, and, you know, it has been confirmed there's room for it, and what's necessary can go in place. But the real problem here is it's just a lack of funds to carry out the construction work.
Isn't that what the HSC are saying? There's loads of cutbacks all across the board, and I don't know whether it's their fault or whose fault it is.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, I can appreciate, you know, financial restraints. We're all under them, but this situation remains at large. It's still something that needs attention and urgent attention,
And what about, can I just ask you there, while we're talking about the reconstruction of the downstairs, would it be necessary for them to put in a ramp, an outside ramp?
It would, and they have said they'll do that. So what they've said they'll do now, and what they're calling it is an interim measure of a ramp and the stair lift. Now, I see that more as an insufficient measure, because it's not, as I said, it's not going to carry you. It's not going to give him the requirements he needs. But that will need to be done, and that is part of the report that has gone in. So
they'd need a ramp anyway, wouldn't he, to get from, say, the front garden into the house?
Yeah, he would, because at the minute it's a porch area with two steps. Yeah. So that'd be urgent required, and they have said they'll do that, which is great. You know, that'll get him into the house, but.
Yeah, but can I just ask you then, on with regard to the stair lift, that's an electronic device, isn't it, basically?
It is, yeah, it is.
I don't know really about them, Jonathan, but I would imagine that's not it's an expensive enough thing to construct.
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure on cost and terms, but the equipment itself is obviously expensive, and an installation end of it will you know, cost as well.
Yeah.
But you know, a stair lift was great for, you know, getting someone upstairs if, you know, they've mobility problems in terms of bad hips, bad leg, bad joints or whatever. But it doesn't meet the requirements of a double amputee. No.
It doesn't make much sense in that regard.
No.
And the costings for the interior bathroom.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be phenomenal money either, because it's, you're not adding on a room outside, you're not doing block work outside, it's an internal
it would be an extension, it would, yeah. And I know it is expensive, I know that, I appreciate that, you know. And you know, I have no desire to engage in any us versus them scenario with the Dublin City Council. I'm appealing for them to meet us on common ground and try and find a common ground solution to do this. And me, as an electrical contractor here in Dublin, I've put a proposal. I've written into the Assistant Chief Executive of the Dublin City Council, who's over the Housing and Residential Department, to look at the proposal I put to him in writing. Yeah. And where I will come in, I'll take on the electoral end, but I'll take that cost of the work off the council. I'll do that at my own cost, and we'll do interior work, like, you know, tiling, painting, whatever it is, we can do that ourselves at our own cost.
Yeah.
I know it might not be much, but it's a starting point, and it will somewhat reduce the council's costs.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you making the offer to do the labour in that regard would be a huge part of the work, and I can't understand why the council wouldn't go for that, because, you know, but there's probably a level of intransigence on their behalf, because these organisations are not known to move with the swiftest of speed.
Absolutely, sure, yeah. No, I mean,
it goes from maybe from one department to another, and then to another one, and then they think about it and maybe come back to you God knows how long later. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It does. It is a slow process, and it is frustrating, but, you know, it's nearly like I'm supervising the application through its process at this stage, you know. But I, as I said, I'm genuinely trying to approach them with a productive and civilised sort of thing, you know, where they'll take it on board what we're trying to get done.
Yeah.
You know, I'd urge them to look beyond the paper application here and see a family that's behind it in need of this being done.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
as what my dad has been through, you know, it's his ordeal, of course, but, you know, my mother and my young sister also live in the house, and they have to live with this situation too.
Yeah, well, listen, your dad is to, according to the press release I have here, your dad is to undergo his much delayed rehab in Dunleer. Is that's happening at the moment, or is he waiting to go in?
Well, he's waiting to fully engage in what's needed there. He's gone for a couple of assessments. He's been told, thankfully, that he is a good candidate for prosthesis, you know. There's a process in terms of training him to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So he's had a couple of appointments out there. He's been measured for the prosthetic legs.
Yeah.
But there's an intense physio period to go through first, so that they can build him up to that. So, yeah, so that's the next step for him, and that's what he's waiting on now at the moment. So, they most recently advised him that he'll probably be doing that as an outpatient. So again, this feeds back onto the home situation.
Get from home to Dunleer and back, and that would probably be every day for a
exactly,
certain period
of time.
And who looks after the transport?
Well, as of now, I think it'd just be my mother. There's been no indication as to any support in that end of it, you know. Now, we do have a number of friends, thankfully, and we're lucky to have them that have offered help in terms of, you know, assisting us with that. So, that's where it is at the moment for him. And, you know, overall, thankfully, he is making this steady progress to his recovery.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the big concern now that remains at large.
Yeah, look at I'm just looking at the picture of your dad. He's a relatively young-looking man. What age?
Yeah, he's only 53. So he is young to be struck down with this kind of disease that he has. And, you know, even the doctors did advise us of that, said, you know, normally it's something common in maybe men in their late 70s to experience, you know. But, yeah, it is. It's been a horrendous ordeal for what he has suffered, you know.
But he looks like he's a very positive and determined sort of.
He is, and thankfully he is, because, I mean, that has carried him through, you know, some of his really tough moments, and he has had seriously tough moments. I don't know how he's done it, you know. He's been an inspiration to us all, how he has coped with it. But thankfully he has, you know, a good outlook on things, and he has, you know, really, he's put everything he has into it while he was extremely ill. And, you know, in that, I think, you know, the least he's entitled to now is to be able to come home and live in a safe and dignified environment.
Yeah, he was he was a very active man too.
Yeah, he was. He played football, you know. He actually played inter-county with his home county, Offaly.
Mm-hmm.
And he played club football up here then when he moved up to Dublin when he met my mother. He played for Craig Kieran, who were down the road there.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, he's been active. He was a fit man. Yeah. And, it's part of the sort of the tragic circumstances of the scene, what he has gone through.
Yeah. Can I ask, Are there any plans for fundraising, John?
There is. We have an event organised. His friends down in Offaly came together and organised an event from on the 12th of March. It's 2 weeks from today, actually. And it's in the local pub, the Pull-In down there. There's a Facebook page set up for a benefit night for Jack. So okay. For anyone that needs details, it's there on Facebook. So that's what's in place from now. And you know, we're looking forward to that night. But as I said, where I'm trying to get the attention on now is this issue with getting his home accommodation sorted. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it can't be that easy for you, and it's a hard old slog there for you. You know what I mean?
It is. Yeah.
Stressful and wearing on you.
It is because you know it does seem like you can be banging your head off a brick wall. But this is why I'm trying to really reinforce that. I'm trying to find common ground with the council, and I do urge them to meet us on a humane level here, and as I said earlier, see the people behind the application, and let's find a solution.
Yeah. Okay, Jonathan, we'll leave it at that. But listen, thanks really much for coming in, and I really hope things work out as positively for your dad as you would like. All I can say to you is you have to just keep plugging away.
Absolutely, and we will do that. We'll stay at it.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for having me, Pat.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Cheers.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Jonathan Lynham there. Jack's son, and he came in to talk to me about raising the issue about the his dad's disability and trying to get the home situation sorted out. So if there's anybody in Dublin City Council out there listening to the programme, please engage with the family and try and get this thing sorted out as quickly as you can, because the man needs his dignity, basically. Okay.